Hey, fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. I'm sure you've all heard the legend of King Midas, the guy who everything he touched turned to gold. Well, today, I'm not sure there's a phrase to describe this. I'm going to talk about a situation where I turned gold into literal dog shit. So let me set the stage here. Get a call from a client. Had a great Shin Fu sales call with them. Went through all their pain and pleasure and motivation, all that good stuff. Really hit it off with the guy. Recent retiree, about the same age as me, early 50s. Just kind of living the life, very successful, looking for a no-hassle experience. His doctor wife is super busy, and she had the same motivators. So my wife and I head over there to meet him. It's on a great street. In the neighborhood, we do a lot of work on and have done a lot of work on this summer. It's a layup job. It's physically like just the work is easy. Personalities are easy. My wife built great rapport with both of them. So that's kind of my litmus test on are these people going to be psychos or not. Kate's like a dog. She's got great sense of character. And things are looking good. But, the best part, the part about this that just chafes my ass is the fact that these customers were not shopping at all for other quotes. I was the only person they called. They'd seen my website. They'd seen projects we'd worked on. They know people that we've worked for. They see my trucks. They live around the corner from me. So they see us drive around all the time. And they were completely comfortable. Their mind was made up. It was going to be Sherwood Painting that was doing this job. So let's fast forward now to the friendly fire. I screwed up right out of the gate on this one. I sidestepped my process. I accelerated getting over to their house to look at this project. The reason for that was I was scheduled to be leaving the country for about 10 days in 3 days from when they called me. So I was kind of in a rush. Typically, if somebody gives me a ring, it's like the following week before I get out there. Whether I'm busy or not, I just like to pace jobs out and have a little bit of a scarcity sales process going in people's mind, like hope they're lucky I show up, whatever it is. And with these guys, I just kind of tossed that out the window and rushed over there. Part of it was because it's an interior job. Interior in the summertime is usually something that does not excite me. But the summer of 2021 here in Massachusetts has been a rainy shit show. And we'd burned through all of the interior work that we had, thankfully, over the last couple months. So I need somewhere to stuff my guys should it rain while I was away. And the result of that, of me doing that, of sidestepping my process, of getting in their house too quickly, was that I exceeded my bandwidth. It's like, we're all busy. I'm busy too. My company's busy. My family life is busy. The contractor fight takes up a lot of my time, obviously, as well. And I only have so much bandwidth. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. So I typically can respect that, but this time I didn't. I didn't hear the little red flags inside my head saying, hey, dude, like you're over-promising these people. There's no way you can get all this shit done in 3 days before you leave the country or whatever. The long and short of it is that the quote went out today. I think it was like 12 days after I was at these people's house. The icing on the cake is I never even went on that fucking trip. It got canceled. So all this week I've been around and this thing's just been festering on my computer. Already estimated, already put through my software. I just needed to hit send, but my mind was other places and I let it go. So, I'll keep you updated on this. I fell on the sword. I did a couple Shin Fu magic in my little email just to kind of set the hook and see. And we'll find out whether I truly shut the door on myself or if I can save this one. But the lesson for today is have a sales process. Have a sales process that is built around your weaknesses so it serves you. And most importantly, follow the goddamn process so you don't trip yourself up like I did today. All right, have at it. Have a great week. We will talk to you soon.